Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf, and my lovely Nikki. My name is James, and we're here with the Wednesday evening ice cabinet, barring any sneezing. But of course, you guys can't see that, which is probably good. Hearing it might be kind of funny, but I don't know. I get laughed at for other things way better than my sneezing. Anyways, you guys can come ahead, I think we're ready.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu.
Who is that? Who is after Lima Echo Tango? Miss that.
Someone doubled with him, but I'll jump in then. James Victor Echo 7, Romeo Papa X-ray.
Okay, Romeo Papa X-ray, and who is the one? Is there another? Oh, we'll just start off right there then. Romeo Oscar Zulu.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. Good evening, James and Nikki. Thank you for taking my check-in and thanks for doing the net. Always nice to hear your lovely voices and have a great day. 8873.
Well, thanks for coming to join us.
8873,
have a good night. 73. And
Lima Echo Tango. Go ahead, Hiroshi. Well, good evening, Nikki. Good evening, James. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. We're getting through the week here. All shall be good. I believe there's actually Romeo X-ray Romeo. I believe there's Roselle in the background there. I think that's what I doubled with. But life is great. Having fun today. Just cooked up a nice lemon piccata chicken on a bed of mashed potatoes. And yeah, why not cook up something. But life is good. So see where it all goes. But both of you stay safe, stay happy, and don't forget to stay a little silly. VA7LEC. Have a great night.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, you have a great night, too, and being silly is easy.
You are all the time.
I am.
88.
73. Well, Bob, just before you, if it is Romeo X-ray Romeo, go ahead, Roselle.
Good evening, James and Nikki, and thank you, Hiroshi, very much for the relay. And it was me, so thank you very much. And I didn't hear him because I was trying to talk at the same time. But anyways, thank you, and I hope you both have a good evening, and thank you for doing the net, and nice to hear you. Have a great night. 73 and 88.
Well, thanks for dropping by. 73 and
88, and thank you.
And Romeo Papa X-ray. Go ahead, Bob.
Oh, what to do, what to do. Victor Echo 7, Romeo Papa X-ray. Got not one, but two invites to lunch tomorrow, so I have to toss the old coin to see which one I'm going to. Anyway, had a meeting this morning, but I still managed to snag 21 check-ins on health and welfare. And just a plug, of course, doing it again tomorrow, 10:30. And also, hopefully without technical difficulties this time, on this one tomorrow afternoon at 4. Oh, we'll keep our fingers crossed.
That was a crazy day, wasn't it? That was the day everything was repeating itself, was it?
Well, that was last Thursday, but this Monday, this past Monday, the repeater just died about an hour into the net.
Oh, right. Jim started talking Simplex, and I think you moved up to 726, didn't you?
Yeah, we snagged a couple more. Managed to get 30 in total load of everything. So, yeah, just keeping our fingers crossed for tomorrow afternoon.
Did you ever figure out why, or was that a power outage on the mountain?
I can't think it was a power outage. Yeah, the alligator, when it drops, is usually no more in the minute. So, I don't know, maybe all that radioactivity. But on the other hand, that's not near as much as they have with the rainbow net in the morning, so it is a mystery.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was a crazy day. Oh, well, no worries. Anything else?
Well, if I think of something, I'll jump back in with all fours.
Sounds good. Well, until then, 7-3 and...
And 8. Thank you.
Is there anybody else who'd like to come and join us at the Ice Cap Net? Please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa.
Juliet Oscar Papa, and who is the other?
Lima Golf Mike.
Lima Golf Mike. And was there another?
V7 Charlie Oscar Juliet.
And COJ, Jim. All right, we'll go back to Juliet Oscar Papa. I feel a sneeze coming.
Good evening, James and Nikki. This is Victor Alpha 7, Juliet Oscar Papa, and...
I don't know what to say to Nikki. I don't know what word.
88. We hope you have a great night, and bless you, and kiss you, please. And thank you for taking our check. 7-3. And 88.
Well, thank you, and 88 right back to you.
And thank you for putting a smile on my face. Yeah, always welcome. 7-3. And Lima Golf Mike, Len, go ahead.
Good evening, Nikki and James. You remember the other day I was talking about the trailer? Well, it's a done deal now, and we will be, all the subject twos are off, and we will be moving, I guess, mid-March.
Oh, excellent. Oh, what a downsize, though. What are you, you're in a three-bedroom house right now?
What kind of house?
The house you're in now, two-bedroom or three-bedroom?
Well, it's got five, actually. It's got three upstairs and two downstairs, and it's got two levels, and the basement is all finished, so it's like a suite down there, and it's just going to be easier going to a double wide.
Sure, but it's a lot of work downsizing for such a big house to a small house for furniture and stuff. As I remember, I believe we had a big, huge swap meet about a month before we moved to help clear out some of the house. Because, well, we moved to, from over there, or from the mainland to over here. Same number of beds, no, one bedroom short, but then we got a full basement here, whereas there we had just a crawl space. And it was still a bit of a shock.
Yeah, well, we got... I don't know if we got about as much grass as you got there. I think it's our lot size is 0.24 of an acre, so like a quarter of an acre, and it's getting too much for me.
Yeah, I heard, I hired somebody for the summer. Actually, for the rest of my life here, you'll come. So you just have to worry about not much of anything. It's a nice ramp you got on the front of your house. That'll make life a whole lot easier. I guess you need a fence to keep the puppies in.
Yeah, that'll be one of the first things. My our son-in-law, he's like a carpenter, and we'll get him to. There's it's mostly all fenced around, but we just got to. I think where you can see in the driveway there. We just have to sort of put a fence across from the corner of the back corner of the trailer, and they'll be able to be kept in then.
Yeah, right. That looks like maybe, well, there's a fence on the right side, right, where you have the door there. So, yeah, well, they'll have lots of space. Yeah, cool.
Yeah, well, we'll get you guys to drop by once we get in there and that, and you can have a look around. And I bought another CX, Comet CX333. I don't know why, but Suzanne gave me some money for my birthday and that, so I bought another one, so I got two of them now.
Well, you know, you can only run one, unless you got an alternate place to put it in. I guess you can have one in one end and one at the other.
Yeah, it could be like rocks and monitor two frequency at the same time.
Oh, that sounds like fun. I do that anyway, so you do that with your Kenwood. I do it all the time. Downstairs, I think I turn them all on, just so they're going.
Yeah. Anyways, I should let you guys go, and there'll be other people chomping at the bit, so we will talk to you soon, and thanks for taking my check-in. And you guys have a great night in 7-3 and 88 to you guys, and we'll talk to you soon. VA7LGM.
Go ahead.
Well, thank you, and 88, we're back to you.
Yeah, and just to 7-3, because it's... Yeah, anyways, you have yourself a good evening. And COJ, Jim, go ahead, sir.
Good evening, James and Nikki. What antenna were you guys just talking about? Is it just like for 2 meters?
No, it's a tri-band, 2 meters, 220, 440.
Okay. Interesting. How big is it?
Those ones, not as tall as my GP9. I don't know. How tall is yours, Len?
I'm not sure. Is it 11 feet? I'm not sure.
Hey, I know it's not very tall. My GP9 itself is 20, I think. 20 or 22. I know it's not as tall as that, so...
No, it isn't as tall as that. It either 7 or 11. I'm not sure. It isn't really big. It could be 7. I might be wrong on that. I just ordered a couple of days ago.
Oh, right on. And so there you go, Jim. Why, you think you're going to use one there?
Oh, no, I just wondered. That'd be way too big for me, being in a condo. Be outside on the patio, it would stand out too much. I mean, I've got my J-pole out there. They don't mind that. It's a copper J-pole. It's about 5 feet tall, I guess, something like that. And I have a dipole hanging up in the A-frame of the cover over the patio, the part of the roof that comes over. I've got a dipole hanging up around there for 20 and 40 and 15 and 17 meters. So, anyway, okay, that answers the question, but sounds like an interesting antenna. Anyway, yeah, nothing more to report here. It's a decent night, and, yeah, not much going on, just trying to stay entertained. Back to you, James.
Yeah, entertained. I keep sneezing, so that's my entertainment. And Nikki laughing at me, so it's a comedy. I started out with a GP3. That's just over 4 feet. And then I went to a GP6, put it on a tripod. The tripod was a umbrella stand. Worked perfect. Very small space, got all the repeaters. Until it got too windy.